Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Reverend Billy, who is an anti-corporatist activist, who in the role of a revivalist minister leads the Stop Shopping Gospel Choir, a group of activists who defend neighborhood economies and freedom of expression in public places. They are known for their staging of mock religious revivals against consumerism, and their devils are Keystone, tar sands, mountaintop removal, fracking, and the banks that finance environmental plunder. He is currently facing a battery of misdemeanor charges and jail time, including rioting, and is facing jail time for a 15-minute musical protest he and his gospel choir staged at a Chase Bank in Midtown, New York City last month. They were wearing toad hats at the time. Welcome to Background Briefing, Reverend Billy.
Thank you, Brother Ian. Good to be here.
And the Lord be with you in thy spirit.
No, leave the Lord out of it. No patriarchy use.
Okay, all right.
No,
well, the Lord S.
That idea of God resembles Jamie Dimon just a little bit too much.
And Jamie Dimon, of course, is Lucifer in your eyes. You went about a month ago to the Chase Bank in Midtown, New York City, and you and your gospel choir were wearing toad hats to commemorate the golden toad, which was forced into extinction by climate change, and also the $2.17 billion with which Chase has financed coal companies involved in mountaintop removal. So is that, am I characterizing your protest correctly?
Well, that's a very good wrap-up. According to the research group in the Netherlands called banktrack.org, which is used by Rainforest Action Network and other people that we trust, Chase is the top financier of CO2 emissions going into the air in the world, you know, with the possible exception of the Communist Party of China, which is sort of hard to measure. Chase is the, you know, comes down to us after all the evolution and mergers and so forth from, it was the Standard Oil Bank. It was the Rockefeller Bank and still is. I mean, I think one of the secrets here that a lot of people don't understand is that the industries, the projects, the fossil fuel projects that create climate change, they're all cash-starved. The top 50 companies in the world of hydrofracturing are all in debt. They're expanding so fast, they need money. And these big banks, Chase leading the charge, are business partners to the climate disruptors. That's a secret. For some reason, people, the average American just doesn't know how implicated the big hedge funds and banks are.
Well, I was going to ask you though, did Jamie Dimon get his feet wet when the recent tropical storm blasted New Jersey and New York? And my understanding is that the Battery Park in Wall Street was flooded. So did they notice that? Have they made the connection?
I think that Jamie was at a party in the Hamptons. I don't know where he was.
Well,
Goldman Sachs, I'm talking to you from Manhattan. I'm talking to you from my lawyer's office in an area of town called Soho. And this had water up to our waist here in some places. All the basements were full. But Goldman Sachs, just a little bit to the south of here, was glowing because it had independent generators. And we had this one building that was just, all the lights were on. Everything else was dark.
So, again, I'm speaking with the Reverend Billy, who's an anti-corporatist activist, who in the role of a revivalist minister leads the Stop Shopping Gospel Choir, a group of activists who defend neighborhood economies and freedom of expression in public places. They are known for their staging of mock religious revivals against consumerism, and their devils are Keystone, tar stands, mountaintop removal, fracking, and the banks that finance environmental plunder. He is currently facing a battery of misdemeanor charges, including rioting, and is facing jail for a 15-minute musical protest he and his gospel choir staged at the Chase Bank in Midtown, New York City last month. They were wearing toad hats at the time. And apparently these toad hats really disturbed some of the employees of the Chase Bank, even though apparently all of the faces were of the people wearing the toad hats were quite visible. They weren't in any way.
Yes, we pointed that out to the district attorney's office that we were not wearing masks.
And you weren't carrying guns, right?
Golden toad costumes are—they're like big turbans. They're like giant hats with big shiny black eyes, and they're golden orange enamel paper mache constructions made by puppeteers in the Stop Shopping Choir, and they're very beautiful. They're very imposing. We think they're comic. You know, at the beginning of the action, we talked to the And we always do this. We talk to the people there. And we said, this is a protest, and it's going to be over in a few minutes, and don't be upset. And then we handed them the information that we have about JPMorgan Chase's culpability, in which it puts billions of dollars into industries that create climate change. And our idea is to be entertaining, and humor and music is how we open up people so that we get past where we usually get with people when we're progressive with them, which they look at us and they think, oh, my, you know, more protesters. So we come with a kind of entertainment, and we come with our information easily digested. We give them the information sheet, and it's in language you understand. We don't want to scare people. We want to bring them into a state of mind where they may feel open to hearing. And ultimately, I think that the workers inside Chase and Citi and B of A, the workers inside of HSBC and UBS and the Royal Bank of Scotland, these Deutsche Bank, these giant reservoirs of trillions of dollars that are just consistently going to tar sands, to the pipelines, the high-pressure fracking, to the methane-producing and CO-producing, nitrous oxide-producing projects that are, they're making the physical systems of the earth go off the rails. Am I mixing my metaphors?
Well,
such that, you know, we have Hurricane Haiyan, called Yolanda by the Filipinos, with the force of a tornado, but it's not a tornado, it's a hurricane, and it's miles, miles, and miles wide. This all was predicted by the natural scientists who have been trying to talk to us for years, and we don't listen. The United Nations Climate Change Report came out a few weekends ago, and Miley Cyrus's ass and John Boehner shutting down Washington and a bunch of these fools were able to dominate the media when we had thousands of natural scientists telling us we need to act now. We need to act radically and quickly. We just don't have the political will. We actually don't have the media telling us. I mean, there was a sum up in Mother Jones. I'm sure that you in your wonderful radio stations were summing things up, but generally that report, the fifth IPCC report, did not get out.
Well, and obviously you're trying to redress that incredible imbalance in the media in terms of attention and focus on and making the connections. We have thousands of weathermen and women, mostly women, with tight sweaters on, chirping about the weather, but they never make the connection to global warming and climate is actually not the same as weather. But in terms of you've been arrested probably, 75 times over the years? You staged this protest at the Chase Bank in Midtown, and then you're on the subway going home, and what happens then?
Well, I'm the televangelist. I'm dressed up like an Elvis impersonating late-night cable preacher. I'm the icon of right-wing apocalyptic Christian preaching, you know. All of those guys are climate skeptics. And I'm surrounded by extinct dancing toads. And we timed our performance to 15 minutes and took the escalator down to the street. And I tried to kind of tear down my costume, but it's a feature of it is high hair. And you know what they say, the higher the hair, the closer to God. Amen, hallelujah.
So
I don't think it covered up my basic shtick adequately, and they caught me on the platform. I answered the descriptions of the bankers. He looks like Jimmy Swaggart. You know, I still looked too much like Jimmy Swaggart. And
you didn't Nehemiah have any, didn't have any 15-year-old girls
with
you,
a bag
did you?
Full of toad heads, and so we were taken to jail.
So you were taken to jail, and then why then did the district attorney throw the book at you, and you're facing jail time here for political protest?
Yes, a year in prison for a 15-minute performance. One of the charges is menacing. Another one of the charges is unlawful assembly. The number of people from our Stop Shopping choir was about, I think, 14 of us. Unlawful assembly in a park, you're not supposed to. And this needs to be defeated. It's such an obvious appropriation of our First Amendment rights. But right now, I think standing in the books, you're not supposed to have 21 people. You're not supposed to have more than 20 people in a park in New York. You know, this comes from Giuliani, basically, 9/11 paranoia. you're not supposed to have 21 people, in which there seems to be, to an observing policeman, a, you know, common message. And that constitutes, you have to have a permit, wait 6 weeks or 2 months for the permit to come through before you can do that. So the First Amendment isn't an adequate permit, apparently. So the police are starting their sirens out here in Spring Street with me talking that way. Amen. The NSA is everywhere. Oh, my God. So unlawful assembly is one of the charges. All I can think of is that the big banks are very tied to our governments. The big banks are very tied to our police forces. The Occupy movement, which spread to 2,600 locations, starting right over here at Zuccotti Park. The Homeland Security was consulting local police departments. J.P. Morgan Chase gave the New York Police Department $4.6 million at the beginning of the Zuccotti Park uprising. And I have to believe that something about our messaging telling the Chase Bank workers that, and customers, wealthy customers there in Midtown, telling them that, in our opinion, Chase is a top earth criminal. They are financing the disruption of the natural life around us such that something like Hurricane Sandy happens. And that is not a message that they want their own workers to get. So I don't know. We touched a nerve. It's a secret that needs to be opened up, that we need to discuss, that we need. I'm glad to be on the radio with you right now, Mr. Masters. We need to say climate change is being financed by people who are profiting from it. And they are standing here in front of us. And they're the same people that derailed the economy in 2008. They're the same people. And none of them are in jail. Amen?
Well, not only is Jamie Dimon not in jail, he's negotiating to pay the Justice Department $13 billion for malfeasance, which is a polite way of saying he's doing stuff that would put us mere mortals in jail for decades. And, of course, he's one of his best friends is a former president, and he can drop by the White House at any time. So he's definitely a Class A oligarch, I would suggest. And the Lord Jesus go into the temple and chase out the money changers? Do you recall that?
Well, you know, in the Stop Shopping church, we are not Christians. We're in recovery from, well, we're an immigrant New York choir. We're in recovery from different gods from around the world.
Right, but
basic to our message. That's basic to our community. I think it's certainly important to stop worshiping big banks. I mean, they sort of have become the fundamentalist church of the United States, certainly, and England as well, Germany as well. I think some of the big Western countries. We had the sensation when we were in this Midtown wealthy Chase Bank performing the spirit of the extinct Golden Toad. We had an impression that we felt in touch with the Greensboro Four at the counter in the Woolworths. We felt in touch with Pussy Riot on the altar of dancing to their punk music in the altar of the Russian Orthodox Church. We felt, oh, we're finding a place where we can suddenly really talk to our fellow citizens.
Well, apparently,
by our symbolism, we this is a zeitgeist place we found here, because when we started singing our song, our Golden Toad song, we really felt like the thick consumer air around us was cracking, and some of the people who worked there were smiling and cell phoning us, you know, taking a movie. Others were really upset. Other people were giggling in the corner. One lady kind of ran away. I mean, we broke open that consumer world, and it's scary a little bit, but it's certainly something we have to do in our culture. We have to break out of consumerism.
Well, it seems, though, that it seems, the Reverend Billy, that the Manhattan Assistant District Attorney, Sarah Walsh, who asked for $30,000 bail for you and your other defendant, the head of your choir.
Nehemiah Luckett is the music director,
Yeah, and so she
did, native of Jackson, Mississippi.
But she did not clearly get the joke. Did the judge get the joke? I mean, how have we so become such a paranoid police state since 9/11 that nobody can take a joke anymore?
Well, we're in an interesting time in New York City right now, as three out of four New Yorkers voted for a man in a mixed-race marriage named Bill de Blasio, who criticized from the very beginning Stop and Frisk, where 650,000 mostly young Hispanic and African-American men of color were just being stopped on the street with no explanation, forced up against the wall, patted down. And this was going on ever since 9/11. And in this 20 years of Giuliani and Bloomberg, there's a kind of exhaustion here in New York from the police brutality. So many young men of color and young women of color shot and killed with impunity here. It was just happening on a regular basis. So we're hoping that the DA's office feels the imperative here that three out of four, I mean, de Blasio was elected with 96% of the black vote. I mean, this is a major statement. And if democracy works at all, it's working right now. I mean, you know, I hope we're just being hopeful. We've been let down by Obama and others in the past. But right now, you can imagine, we're starting to breathe some fresh air here. Has it gotten into the claustrophobic confines of the DA's office? No, not yet.
Well, I hope that common sense prevails here, and I will definitely send you a jar of mustard to the tombs if that's where I have to address it.
Rikers Island.
Rikers Island. All right.
If I can just add my little plug here for our Stop Shopping Church, we're about to perform opening November 24th. November 24th, we're opening a series of our church services at the Public Theater in a place called Joe's Pub, about 100 feet from a Starbucks where I've been arrested about two dozen times. And this will be the subject of our performances.
Give out the website or the however people can get.
Thank you for asking. RevBilly.com. You can email me personally through the homepage. And joespub.com is how you find out information. Well, both those obvious websites have all the information you need. Mm-hmm. And we're putting up petitions on change.org. It should be showing up sometime tomorrow. We hope to get 10,000 petitions. We've been communicating with our fellow activists, and we're hoping for the best. Mm-hmm. It's scary. A year in prison is a scary thing. I have a three-year-old daughter, and I love the singers, and we have a community here, and it is a shot across our bow. It's a statement from Chase, I think, as much as the city. I don't know.
Right.
It seems that way. The present commissioner, Ray Kelly, who has championed Stop and Frisk in New York City, has accepted a job at J.P. Morgan Chase.
Well, there we have a perfect ending there. I thank you so much for joining us, Reverend Billy.
Ursaluya, Brother Ian. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Again, I've been speaking with Reverend Billy, who's an anti-corporatist activist who, in the role of a revivalist minister, leads the Stop Shopping Gospel Choir, a group of activists who defend neighborhood economies and freedom of expression in public places. They are known for their staging of mock religious revivals against consumerism, and their devils are Keystone, tar sands, mountaintop removal, fracking, and the banks that finance environmental plunder. He is currently facing a battery of misdemeanor charges, including rioting, and facing jail for a 15-minute musical protest he and his gospel choir staged at a Chase Bank in Midtown, New York City last month. They were wearing toad hats at the time. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon. This program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another Background Briefing. Bye for now.